This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are going down in parts of Colorado, but in Mesa County, the numbers keep going up. Jeff Coor, who heads the local health department, says a relatively low vaccination rate is a big part of the problem.
We're getting a death a day approximately, and they're still coming. And a couple weeks ago, we saw a teenage young lady that died from COVID. And, you know, that's what this should be about, is how can we protect our community and how can we get completely past this whole thing?
Mesa County has started a cash giveaway to try to encourage more vaccinations. A jury in Douglas County today heard from students, school staff, and a security guard who were present at the 2019 shooting at STEM school Highlands Ranch. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Prosecutors are trying to prove that Devin Erickson willfully aided in a deadly attack that killed one student and injured several others. Another student, Alec McKinney, pleaded guilty to murder last year. Former STEM student Grace Holland testified Friday that while the class was watching a movie, Erickson pulled out a gun and panned the classroom with it.
And kind of swung and then pointed, which was directed towards all of the students.
Defense attorneys say an intoxicated Erickson was manipulated and bullied by McKinney into participating. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
After 2 years without a public exhibit, the Denver Zoo's sloth family is getting a new home. CPR's Paolo Shalsida reports.
Parents Elliot and Charlotte and their child Wookie had their habitat closed in 2019. Plans to move the sloths into the zoo's Tropical Discovery Building slowed to a crawl when the pandemic started. Their new habitat will feature a 22-foot tree. The Denver Zoo also announced it acquired two juvenile capybaras, who will occupy an exhibit nearby the sloths. I'm Paolo Shalsida, CPR News.
Mostly sunny skies for Colorado this weekend, and some toasty temperatures, too. For the lower elevations, highs into the 90s. For the mountains, highs mostly in the 80s. Right now in Denver, it's 90 degrees. In Fruta, it's 98. In Gunnison, 84. This is CPR News at 5:35.